This Sunday, VH1 presents its second made-for-TV movie, a fact-based biography of teen TV and recording star Ricky Nelson. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking for you and me, and I'm hoping that you come back.
A few years ago, VH1 stumbled upon the first programming form that set it apart from the cable TV music pack. That was pop-up videos, which took existing rock videos and superimposed funny factoids onto them. More recently, VH1 came up with another hot new show, Behind the Music, a biographical series that stressed the downs as well as the ups of former and current pop stars. These documentaries continue to be big hits, profiling the triumphs and tragedies of everyone from Madonna and Billy Joel to Tony Orlando and Milli Vanilli. This month, VH1 decided to expand that musical misery tour by getting into the made-for-TV movie business. Its first effort was Sweetwater, a true rock story, which told the story of a rock group, Sweetwater, that was the opening act at Woodstock, but a trivia question almost immediately afterward. The central story told by the movie was good. The way in which it was told, with a dumb and unnecessary fictional subplot about a TV reporter trying to find the surviving band members, was bad. Now, this Sunday, comes VH1's second telemovie effort. It's called Ricky Nelson, Original Teen Idol, and the title itself hints at what shaky ground we're about to explore. Ricky Nelson, the little brother on The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, as the original teen idol? Wasn't anyone at VH1 old enough or smart enough to mention that Elvis Presley already was making teenagers squeal by the time Rick Nelson did his cover of Fats Domino's I'm Walkin' in 1957? Or for that matter, doesn't anybody at VH1 remember a guy with the last name of Sinatra? This TV movie isn't a total loss, though. Gregory Kalpakis actually is pretty good in the title role. And Jamie Sheridan, as the quietly controlling patriarch Ozzie Nelson, gives the best performance in the whole drama. Here he is pulling Ricky aside on the set of Ozzie and Harriet for a little father-son chat.
Ricky, I thought we agreed you were going to get a haircut.
I did, Pop. I got a crew cut.
It's the longest crew cut I've ever seen. Looks like a duck tail and sideburns to me. Come here. Take a look in the mirror. Take a good look.
I told you, Pop, I got a crew cut.
No, look deeper. Who's that on the boom?
Joe Van K.
Joe Van K. How many kids does Joe have?
Well, probably none. You never let him go home.
3. Charlene. 4. John Emerson. That's 3 of the most beautiful little girls you'd ever want to meet. We have 45 people working on the set with us here, Ricky. Their livelihoods depend on us.
I know, Dad. I know. Anything else?
Yeah, now that you mention it, you could wake up a little earlier and you could pay a little better attention in school.
Can I go now?
Yeah.
The family dynamics in Ricky Nelson, Original Teen Idol, are really intriguing, and a very good movie could have been made just by focusing on that. Unfortunately, this VH1 project presents another of those idiotic framing devices, and has Rick visited at the airport by a young fan who presents him with a scrapbook of his life. This is, of course, a fictional encounter, and one that takes place the night Nelson dies in a plane crash. Tacky? You bet. But the worst thing of all is what happens at the end, or actually, what doesn't happen. In the last years of Rick Nelson's real life, the biggest thing that happened to him was in 1972. During a concert at Madison Square Garden, he got booed by the crowd for his long hair and for mixing new songs with his old hits. He wrote about the experience in a bitter song called Garden Party, which gave him his first top 10 hit in almost 20 years. Obviously, that's the defiant dramatic climax to any Rick Nelson biography, except for this one. In this VH1 version, the fictional fan simply gets to that point in her scrapbook, closes the book, and says, "I know the rest, garden party and all." And that's it. No concert, no writing of the song, no song. How do you make a Rick Nelson TV biography without including garden party? You don't. Or at least, you shouldn't have.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.